We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Number two of our broadcast. In our first hour, we talked a great deal about this Hunter Biden story. We've covered two things, two major themes that you need to keep in mind. First off, the connection that is there between Hunter Biden and his father. It is unmistakable. There is a connection, no matter how much they're going to try to dismiss this, to say this is a disinformation campaign. And I wanted to save the last line for this hour because we ran out of time in the previous hour. Again, this is a commentary by Quinn Hillier of the Washington Examiner. I want you to hear this line. Now, if you're driving, you might want to pull off to the side of the road because I think this last paragraph is that explosive. Are you ready for this? Now, basically, for those of you who may not have heard what I shared in the first hour in this article, the title of this, by the way, is Rudy Giuliani, Maybe This Year's Pumpkin. The Biden emails could be real. That's the title of this commentary. Are you ready for this? What it talks about is how all of these people are trying to discredit the evidence without even looking at the evidence. They don't want to know the evidence. They just want to discredit the people who have it. They want to discredit the material and say it's somehow Russian disinformation so they don't have to take responsibility for doing what any person with a brain would do and just look at it. Look at it. And that's what I want to say to any of these moron reporters out there who are glibly and self-righteously talking about this. Well, this is not a legitimate news story. Well, this is connected to Rudy Giuliani. And, you know, I can just hear them. I can just hear them now. They need to be asked one question. Have you looked at the evidence? And if you've not looked at the evidence, I have four words for you. Shut the hell up. You have nothing to offer to this conversation. Nothing. Here's the last paragraph. This packs a punch. And this is referring to everybody who is in concert to conceal this information and protect the Biden crime family. And yes, that's what it is. It's a crime, a freaking crime family is what we're talking about. People who have sold influence, and I would dare say sold out this country. And they've been doing it for years. They have no particular fondness for Biden. Once the choice isn't between Biden and Trump, but instead between Biden and his replacement by Vice President Kamala Harris, the big media surely will turn on Biden so Harris can ascend the throne. Then suddenly, the laptop's contents will be accepted as real. Without apology for all the earlier dismissals. And Biden will be burnt toast. You heard it here first. This commentary's right on the money. If, God forbid, this senile old man gets elected president, this is exactly what is going to unfold. See, they don't even have to come across as being cruel to the elderly guy who happens to be losing his mind. They've got this now. Let's just make sure he crosses the finish line. That's the mentality here. He's, you know, the official version is he's not a crook. after the election, if he wins, he's a crook. It's time to get rid of him. Mark my word, they will turn on a dime in this man. They don't care about him. He is a placeholder. He is the anti-Trump candidate. That's all that matters. And once they dispose of him, once they dispose of Trump, which they hope to do electorally, then they can turn their attention to getting rid of Joe Biden. And I can say very easily, without any fear of contradiction, the progressive agenda will, this woman will be their dream come true. This empty dress, this woman will fulfill all of their dreams. She will. And I would dare say much more effectively than Joe Biden. I'd love to get your thoughts. Let's go first to a very patient John. Good morning, John.
Yeah, morning. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I want your opinion. Now, suppose this was Eric Trump and the shoe was on another foot, and this was Eric Trump's computer, hard drive. Don't you think the media would be on this 24/7?
Oh, they would have been all over this. There's no question at all. That's, you know how this works. Republican, bad. You know, Democrat, good. This is the universe they live in. This is how they view things. Jimmy, good morning. Welcome. Jimmy, are you there? Going once.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever get the feeling that this war starting when Trump become president for you, and it's like an ego trip with all the media, including Fox a lot of times, and it's not about truth. It's about saying we control this country. You don't. We put out the propaganda. We can make people believe anything they want to believe. And that's not saying that Trump didn't ask for this thing. I mean, I'm going to revoke Republicans. I don't trust no Democrat right now. And I have voted Democrat before. I don't trust them no more. I just don't.
Yeah, I hear you. And basically, you know, there's really no other way to put it. Donald Trump is basically the person who's standing in the way of their objectives, which is domination. That's what this comes down to, Jimmy. Appreciate your call. This is what they are going for. And if they're able to accomplish winning this election, they will move very swiftly. I heard a discussion this morning on another broadcast where they were discussing the likelihood, one of the first things the Democrats would do if they have the power to do it, is to move very quickly on immigration, to move very quickly on getting all of the people in this country who were illegal immigrants, securing their status down the path to citizenship so they can become voters. That's one of the first goals. And I'll tell you, that would be absolutely positively devastating. And I'm not so sure that there aren't a bunch of Republicans who would go along with this agenda. Dennis, good morning and welcome.
Yeah, hi, Dennis. Listen, I just wanted to bring out the hypocrisy of what the media has done. Remember when the rumor came out or were unsubstantiated about Trump calling the troops suckers for dying? I mean, that
yes.
was all over the news for 2 weeks. They didn't block that in Twitter. And what is, here we've got a actual computer with facts, and they're blocking that. Don't understand it.
And you know the thing about it, Dennis, and we've talked about this before, anonymous sources. And not only did one agency report this, other agencies repeated it without any evidence whatsoever. And now they can't even step out and get off their lazy asses and go get the information that's right in front of them. This tells you everything you need to know about their agenda. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back on the broadcast, we've talked a lot about the Hunter Biden story. You talk about crazy narratives. There's another one that just will not die. And unfortunately, you know, it continues to, I guess you can say, ideologically enslave so many black Americans. We're going to talk about this coming up in just a bit, because it is a vital story to be understood. Vital. By the way, be sure to join WBT Tuesday night, October 27th, 7 to 8:30, WBT's Talktoberfest Virtual Election 2020 event. WBT Air staff, including our own Bill O'Reilly, will live stream an exclusive pre-election conversation across Facebook Live, Twitter, and YouTube. You'll see all your favorite WBT personalities and get analysis and behind-the-curtain info you cannot get anywhere else. Follow us at WBT Radio on Facebook and Twitter. It's WBT's Talktoberfest, Tuesday night, October 27th, 7 to 8:30. By the way, that YouTube address you can go to is youtube.com/user/WBT Radio. I'm sure you got all that, right? Another piece to add to this. I'm not going to go into all of this now, but I very much have a lot of respect for Andrew McCarthy. He's been on this program a number of times. He's a former U.S. attorney. He has a column where he says Hunter Biden's laptop, a Russian trick, a hack job, or just what it looks like. And his bottom line is, it's just what it looks like. It's not any of those things. It's not a trick from the Russians. It's not a hack job. And the key thing is to look at the evidence on it. And I want you to remember what I shared from that commentary. You need to understand the main goal now politically is to take out Trump. And after that is over with, it is to take out Joe Biden. Do not lose sight of those goals. Because Kamala Harris, that is their prize, to get her in office. Now, there are people who may be insulted by this. You may think, you know, I can't believe you would think so lowly of Kamala Harris. These are the kinds of people that the left, the controlling leftists, men and women behind the curtain, absolutely love. Because she will be very easy to control. Very easy. Love to get your thoughts on this. Let's go out to Corey in Charlotte. Good morning, Corey.
Hey, Mr. B. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
All right, full disclosure. I'm not a Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, Tea Party, patriot, you name it. Now, when I seen this Biden story, first thing I said, a man or a father that allows his son or gives his son condolence that he can marry his brother's wife is sickening to me. So I keep telling you, Republicans and Democrats both have some sickening things going on.
Yep, I'm with you.
I do not understand this choosing of the lesser of two parties, It's sickening, Mr. V. Both parties are sickening. And we as the American people are very sick that we are stuck choosing between two parties when we don't even have to.
Yeah.
We do not have to do that.
We've come to the place where, you know, and I mentioned this on last week's program, Corey, And I want to more. I've only skimmed it. I have a friend who recently posted George Washington's farewell address, and I've only skimmed it and need to read the whole thing. One of the warnings was about the very thing we have now, this party system. And unfortunately, we're basically swinging back and forth between two very corrupt political parties. I don't hesitate to say that, Corey. And, you know, we basically have, as much as, you know, as we get upset about this, we have what we deserve, don't we, Corey? This is a representation of us.
Some do. People like me who don't choose the Republican or Democrat party, I get bashed at because I refuse to choose. And I'm telling them, you don't have to choose between these two parties. We can come up with an American party. We can come up with another party. But we all have to be in agreement that we're not going to be choosing between the lesser of two evils.
I've got to tell you, though, Corey. I've got to warn you, though, and this is part of the reality. The Democrats and Republicans have so rigged this thing that it would be very difficult to get another party started that would get any significant traction. They've rigged it. They have rigged this thing.
The American people have to be the deciding factor.
Yes, they do. You're absolutely right. And they can turn this thing around. Appreciate your call there, Corey. I share your frustration and disgust. Right now, we've got to deal with what's in front of us. Right now, you know, we have about 13 days. Hopefully, we can prevent catastrophe from occurring by allowing the left, because I'll tell you what, for people like you, Corey, and I and others, I think there are millions of others out there. If we want any hope of reclaiming this country for any semblance of sanity, you can forget it if the Democrats are able to pull this off in 13 days. It's going to take a miracle. I mean, it's going to take a miracle now to right this ship. It'll be an even bigger miracle if the Democrats happen to win and they're able to accomplish some of the diabolical things that they are planning. I want to quickly get to something that I want to strongly encourage you to check out. In fact, I've got a friend coming over probably today to watch this with me. Have you heard about this Shelby Steele production with his son? It's a documentary called What Killed Michael Brown. Shelby Steele had a conversation, I believe this was with Mark Levin. No, this is with Paul Jugot of Journal Report the other day. Let's first listen to, we'll wait just a moment here because we've got to get those ready. For those of you who don't know, Shelby Steele is one of the, I think, one of the most brilliant black intellectuals in the country right now. And I love how he has addressed the racial issue over the years. In fact, I've got a book I'm reading now. It's called White Guilt. He has a very interesting theory about why race relations are as they are. It's a very different perspective than what you're likely, obviously, different what you're going to hear from Sharpton and others. But let's first listen about this narrative, What Killed Michael Brown. He explains why they produced this particular documentary.
America's original sin is not slavery. It is simply the use of race as a means to power. When truth becomes the lie, and when the lie becomes truth.
If Michael Brown valued his life, he wouldn't take the chance of risking it.
Was it really racism that killed Michael Brown?
Sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? And the production values in this, you know, from what I've seen just with the preview of this, it looks really interesting. We're going to hear some of the comments of Shelby Steele, his perspective on why they do not want this widely disseminated. Amazon was actually going to stream this thing, and they've decided not to. We'll hear some of Mr. Steele's comments coming up. Over on the text line, this texter says, you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly why I voted for Biden. It's for Harris to be the first black woman president. Also this, Harris, is there anyone who's aware of her record that would want her prosecuting them? Would they be happy with that level of dishonesty in a president? They don't care. They really don't. New definition for arrogance, Kamala Harris. We also have this. I think the left believes they're about to win in November. The computer stuff was leaked by them to ensure Biden's outing from the office. I am scared for what's in store for our country. I think you have reason to be concerned. For the break, we started talking about Shelby Steele. We played a little bit of a clip. The narrative that has been blown up, completely blown up, by Shelby Steele with a documentary called What Killed Michael Brown. And go to that website. That's the best place to find this video, What Killed Michael Brown. I believe I'm going to try to watch this today with a friend who has been very interested in these things lately. As I mentioned, I played the clip of the documentary. That's kind of an introduction. Let's hear from Shelby Steele, who's actually put this together with his son, and he explains why he produced this documentary.
We thought that there was somehow it encapsulated the real story of race in America, where we are today, where things have evolved to. And we were fascinated by the fact that this young teenager was shot and killed, and instantly there was this huge reaction that this was the result of racism, this was the result of systemic racism, structural racism, so forth, when the facts just didn't add up. And as time went on and there were many grand jury investigations, Justice Department investigations, it became clear that there was not a single shred of evidence that suggested racial animus had anything to do with the killing of Michael Brown.
Racial animus, absolutely nothing to do with Michael Brown. Remember when I told you, one of the things I've warned you about and I've pleaded with you about, please do not put all of these police-involved incidents with black people into the same category. There are so many nuances and differences with these, but there are people, what they will do is every time somebody dies connected with police, they put them on a list. And all of these are evidences of racism. And this is yet another example. And I still to this day, let me say it again, I don't hesitate to say it. George Floyd, that incident, there is no evidence demonstrated thus far that gives credence to the idea it has anything to do with race, period. Now, if something comes out in trial or somewhere else that's evidence that race was a factor, I'd love to hear it. But so far, I've not heard it. But this is the lazy assumption of the news media and, frankly, of people who already believe that narrative, the continuing oppression narrative, that if something happens between police and black people die, then it's because it's a racist cop. There aren't any other possible factors. But I digress. So on the subject of addressing the Michael Brown issue, one of the things that's really interesting to hear from Shelby Steele, I told you he's an intellectual. He really wonderfully explains what really drives liberals. Listen up.
The kind of liberalism that emerged from the 1960s, when America, in a sense, confessed to centuries of racism, of having colluded with the evil of racism to oppress black people. My feeling is we have overlooked the profound significance of that confession, and that confession, in a sense, then set off all sorts of other things. Whites since that time have been preoccupied with reestablishing their innocence of racism in order to have legitimacy, in order to fund. Lyndon Johnson right away in the mid-60s, the war on poverty, Great Society, school busing, public housing, so all sorts of things to try to win back enough moral authority to have legitimacy.
You see what this is all about? It's all about them and their legitimacy, which gets us to the point of what's happened now with Amazon. They're not going to stream this. And Shelby Steele shed some light on why he believes that is the case with Amazon.
Amazon about the film is that we question whether or not Black American victimization is a source of power, is the truth of the Black American experience. What we discover is that it's not the truth. It's one feature. But Amazon used it as an opportunity, that is to say, the rejection of my film, they used that as an opportunity to show their innocence of racism. So they, in a sense, committed an act of racism against me in order to show the world that they don't tolerate the idea of blacks as victims being tampered with, being questioned. Of course they're victims, and we as whites pay off. That is what white guilt does. That's what Amazon is quite happy. They gave $10 million to Black Lives Matter.
This is all about the narrative, isn't it? And they're going to protect that narrative to the death. That's what this is all about. Protecting the narrative. All right, back on the broadcast, the final stretch on this Wednesday. Man, is this week going by rather quickly as we take a look at the day in history, traveling down to our upstate studio. And our good friend, Mr. Lonzo. How are you doing today, Mr. Lonzo?
I am good, Mr. Vince. Don't ever complain about the week going by quickly.
That means we get to the weekend, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We have six questions here. Some of these are... kind of challenging. We're getting in 1797. This particular frigate was launched by the Navy. It had the nickname Old Ironsides, but the official name of it was one of our founding documents. What was it called?
Constitution?
You're correct. The U.S. Constitution.
What a great hint, by the way.
It is. Yes, I'm very good at hints.
Because I was guessing it wouldn't be. Well, anyway.
1879. This person demonstrated the first commercially viable light bulb. Who do you think this?
Graham Bell.
Oh, no.
Thomas Edison, my bad.
We'll give that to you. That was a slip of the tongue. No, you deserve it. You knew it. 1892, this event opened in Chicago, the World's Columbian Exposition, celebrating the 400th anniversary of Columbus finding the New World. What was this really big event took place in 1892?
World's Fair.
World's Fair is correct. You're on a streak here.
This one's lucky guesses.
Yeah, this one's tricky. 1959. You'll never get this in a million years. This museum opened in New York City. It was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. And you'll never get this in a million years, nor would I.
Metropolitan.
The Guggenheim Museum.
I've heard
what
of the Guggenheim.
In 1959. All right. This guy, I can't even do this voice. He released his first album in one day. It cost $400. I can't do the voice. I really can't do the voice. It's a very distinctive voice.
Yeah, you sound like Patrick Starr from SpongeBob.
Came out in 1961. I don't know how to describe that voice.
Is it a spoken word?
No, it's music.
1961, you said?
I don't know how to do this voice. I can't do it. I just cannot do it.
Can you give me genre?
It's rock. He was on...
Bob Dylan.
Yes! How did you figure that out? That was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't horrible. I mean, it was pretty bad, but, once you said rock... Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
And you're right. Your Bob Dylan's pretty bad, but
yeah, I did a better one earlier. I was actually practicing this and I just lost it. 1977,
it's
this
all
person
fault. He does a better Ronnie Millsap, I think.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Another music one here. This person released Bat Out of Hell. Second album for this person in 1977. Bat Out of Hell. Somehow I think Johnny knows this one if you don't.
I want to go Meatloaf, but...
You're right. Yeah. It is Meatloaf. Absolutely
something
impressive.
Something I say often. You don't want to go Meatloaf tonight.
Am I supposed to know that because he's chunky and I'm chunky? Is that it?
Yeah, something like that. No,
that's
just figured...
That's kind of messed up, Vince.
You're a music expert. That's why. Yeah, that's exactly the reason why. Nothing sinister. Don't worry. Nothing sinister at all. By the way... your growing up experience. Were you a big Charlie Brown fan?
Yes, for sure.
One of the things I know that's really a cool tradition for young children, I know for me, I really enjoyed watching the Charlie Brown specials. Like, it's the Great Pumpkin that would be out this time of year, but guess what? It's not going to be on broadcast television this year. All the classics. It's the Great Pumpkin. They have disappeared. Charlie Brown Christmas, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. These have been on broadcast television since the 1960s. And guess who has them now? You want to take a wild guess?
Amazon.
Apple TV is going to stream these. You know, a deal with Wild Brain, Peanuts Worldwide, and Lee Mendelsohn Film Productions. So this will make Apple the home for all things Peanuts, according to a news release.
Are you doing the dance, John? I'm doing the dance.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that dance right now. So you got to watch these. Either one of you guys have Apple TV, by the way?
I do not.
I do not. I will tell you, I quote from Great Pumpkin all the time while playing video games with other people, because every time we pick up loot, I always say, I got a rock, because that's basically what I get. Everybody else gets something good, I get a rock.
That's pretty funny. By the way, it's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. The Halloween special will be available for free on Apple TV from October 30th until November 1st. Boy, that's a big gap. What is that, one day? Charlie Brown Thanksgiving will be available for free from November 25th through the 27th, and Christmas for customers from 11th through the 13th. Otherwise, you have to subscribe. So
sounds like the Grinch has been kind of active to me.
Tell me about it. And how many of you guys, did you ever drink Tab?
Once or twice.
Coca-Cola.
I think I did it on a dare.
Yeah, exactly. Coca-Cola is discontinuing Tab after nearly 60 years. This was actually their first ever diet soda. They had a huge fan base in the 70s and 80s, but they've had a small following since then, saying they've had an amazing run with this thing, but they're pulling the plug. Underperforming product belonging to the Coke brand, so they're taking it out. So apparently, it's not going to be missed too much. So, no tears from either one of you guys, I assume.
No.
Yeah, nope. I think
got
we...
Got my sundrop still. We're good.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, I have to let you try some Winchester Swamp Water.
Ooh.
Yeah, AO81, a drink out of Winchester, Kentucky. I'll see what you think of that. I'll bring one back for you. We're out of time. Have yourselves a great day, and God bless you. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.